Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we begin a new section of Shulchan Aruch, and we are starting Hilchos Tchumen this evening. So this is Simen Shin Sadivav. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn on page Reish Samach Aleph Amud Beis, Simen Shin Sadivav, Hilchos Tchumen, two Se'ifim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Shavu Ish Tachtav. The Pasuk says that. That's not even the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Pasuk, Shavu Ish Tachtav, Mikan Shekolod Mishal Arba'am Mispukal Makum. From that Pasuk, we see that every person has four amos of space around him, meaning you're allowed to walk at least four amos of space around you. We're not talking about what you're allowed to carry. We're out of Hilchos Erevin and Hotzah. Now we're talking about where you're allowed to go, where you're allowed to walk. So you have four amos, a minimum of four amos around you. Afilu yatzu chutz l'tchum, even if you've already left your tchum Shabbos, umodim l'kol adam ba'ama shalo. And the way we measure the ama is not a uniform ama. It's based on a person's own body size that we measure the ama. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Aleph, Shu Ish Tachtav Mikan Pirush Tachsiv Tachtav. It says Tachtav Ki Tachtav. So it would be just like if the person were sprawled across the floor. Gufo Shalosh Amos Ramakatei Lifshot Yadav Raglav. That if a person is sprawled across the floor with his arms outstretched, so he takes up four amos, head to toe, he's three amos, and then his arms reach above his head by another amma, because from here to there, from the elbow to the top of the middle finger is another amma. So sprawled out on the floor, he would be four amos. So the space of Tachtav is how much he has. It's just that previously we've been talking about how far you're allowed to carry in Rosh Hashanah. Whereas over here we're talking about someone who went outside of the tchum, where the issue is about how far you're allowed to walk, even not carrying anything. Afilu yatsa, even if you've already left the tchum, sharei Moshe amar zelos and shiatzu chutz l'tchum, because Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to those who left the tchum, shu ish tachtov, ba'ama shalo, and the way we measure it is by his own personal ama. Ayin lel shem memtes min shuburu siv katan gimel. So says the Shulchan Aruch further, v'im hayo nanas be'varav, and if a person had very tiny limbs, he has very short arms, nosno arba amos be'nonio shel kol adam, shkolachas man shishot fachim. Then we measure his dalet amos based on the six tefach ama, on a standard six tefach ama. Siv katan dalet, nanas be'varav, ratz lomar shegufo be'noni uzra'o katzer. We're talking about a person who has a normal sized body, but his limbs are very short. His arms and legs are very short. If he's proportionally very small, so then we measure by amos shalo, we measure by his own ama. But if he's disproportionate, that his body is normal size and his arms are small, then we measure by the average six tefach amos. Says the Rama, ve'lu arba amos modded lo meruvachos v'hu be'emtza'an, that we measure these four amos meruvachos with a little bit of wiggle room, a little bit of extra space. V'hu be'emtza'an, we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, those words don't belong in this sentence, because what do you mean v'hu be'emtza'an? That he's in the middle of the meruvachos of lengthy amos. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Ve'lu arba amos sivkarnei ratzlomar bein k'shemodidin l'kol adam ba'amos shalo bein k'shemodin arba'os be'nonios, whether we're measuring by the person's own personal ama or whether we're measuring based on the average ama, we say meruvachos. We do not do exact, precise, minimal amos. We do amos with a little wiggle room. V'da da arba amos noslo merubos leiv rapan of shurot zaleilech tainu shiachaleilech ben af ba'alachsonan sholo od amos shlosh chamashin. And when we say you're allowed to go four amos, it means that if you were in a four amos square, you'd be allowed to go in the diagonal. So you could. It turns out to be more than four amos, because a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So the diagonal is going to be larger than the direct four amos that you would normally have. It's so instead of four amos, it would end up being 5.6 amos. V'hu be'emtza un to'u sofer v'tzarech lichto ze'achar tevas l'kol tzad k'moshen var l'kamei. The words v'hu be'emtza un do not belong over here. They belong after the words l'kol tzad. So let's see how that reads now. So says the Rama, v'yesh omrim t'mutal halich arba amos l'kol tzad. And now we should add the words v'hu be'emtza'an, that some say you cannot. It's not just that you're allowed to go four amos in front of you. You can go four amos in any which direction with you being in the middle of it. V'yesh omrim t'mutal halich sivkat n'ches t'ildei rishona in l'rak arba amos l'osu ruach sheberer. According to the first opinion, you have to pick a direction, and that's the direction direction that you get four amos in. And if you chose to go four amos to the north, you're not allowed to go to the south at all. But according to this opinion, you're allowed to go four amos to the north and four amos to the south, meaning you really are given an 8x8 amos square within which you're allowed to walk. Right, that's what it should read, that you can go lekol tzad and you are in the middle. Meaning this, we took the words v'hu be'em tzon from the previous line and we stick it over here. That from where you're standing, you have four amos in every direction. And that's why it turns out that you have an 8x8 amos square. And the Eli Rabbi says we can rely on this opinion. Halach lemaisa, says the Rama Vayter, aval l'taltel in lo rak ava arba amos malach sonon. Even according to this opinion that you get an 8 amma by 8 amma square, that's as far as where you can walk. But if you're going to carry something, then for sure you only get 4 amos by 4 amos. Commercial is parallel to simshin mem test, like we've already explained in simshin mem test. Sifkat and yod aval l'taltel ratzalomar diyesh omrim diyesh omraze pligi rak ahiluch. This yesh omrim that the Rama quoted only disagrees with how far you're allowed to walk not carrying anything. Avlinian tiltal, but when it comes to carrying stuff, everyone would agree they only get 4 amos with the alachson, with the diagonal. That the 4 amos that you choose to be able to walk in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you get with the diagonal, so you actually get 5.6 amos, but not more than that. Now says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis, b'kol mokom shkidush lo v'yom, imhu mukaf ledira, afilu einbo ato diurin, chashub kulo garba amos. Wherever Shabbos starts, where you are, if the area that you are in has a fence around it, and it was fenced in for the sake of dira, even though nobody lives there, but the intention of the original fencing was for the sake of dira, that entire area, no matter how large it is considered like 4 amos. So you're allowed to carry in that entire, you're allowed to walk, not carry, walk in that entire area. V'im eino mukaf l'dira, but if it's not surrounded for the sake of dira, then ad sasayim chashuv kulak arbamos, then up until sasayim, you have it's considered like 4 amos and you're allowed to walk. V'afilu shavas betel gavoa, uvekama katsura, or even if you start Shabbos on a high mound, or in middle of grain that has been harvested, that v'shibala makifel sasa, where a standing grain surrounds it, like think Field of Dreams, a little dated reference, but you know where they harvest out an area, and then all around you have the place where the ghosts can come from. The standing grain all around, so it's mukaf, but it's not mukaf ledira. So chashivi karba amos at sasayim, up until an area of sasayim, that's considered to be 4 amos. Says the mishbaru mukaf ledira kagon sheshavas biir or shar makom shukaf ledira. So if you start Shabbos in a city, you're allowed to walk throughout the whole city. That even though the city is way larger than 2,000 amos, but the whole city is surrounded by a wall for the sake of dira. Afilu ein bo'ata dior, and even though kigon shenachrov midirav chamasakayemes, the neighborhood got destroyed, there's no one living there anymore, but the wall is still there. Chashuv kulu karbamos, afilu asamakom gadol kantuchia, umon alpayim amichutz asamakom, that the whole city becomes like 4 amos, even if it's a humongous city, and then you start counting your 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos from the walls of the city, where you can go an additional 2,000 amos. Ad sasayim v'imhaya hak if yosim v'sasayim ein lo el alpayim amal l'kol ruach mimakom arba amal shu omid ba be'ishakidash hayom. Now if the area was surrounded not for the sake of dira and it's larger than sasayim, then you only get 2,000 amos from the 4 amos that you are standing in right now. Betel gavala asar tfachim, if you started Shabbos on a mound that is 10 tfachim high, v'adin b'shibalim v'shibalim akifal sasa, or in an area that was harvested, but it's surrounded by standing grain, sheniach vuleha saviv miliktzor, that you left the area around unharvested, v'usha kashar shibal miyachad bin shen ruach mitzio minidosan, but it has to be that the unharvested grain is solid, that it's not going to just blow in the wind and be knocked down, so you have to have tied it together so that it's not easily, it doesn't easily sway, shakal mechitza shruach minidosan in a mechitza, because if the wind would sway it, then it wouldn't qualify as a mechitza. So then chashivi karba amos, the afogav diyasu meileha because even though this is not a mechitza that was built, it's a mechitza that just happened on its own, shma mechitza, it still halachically qualifies as a mechitza. Vitel, and on the top of a mound, afal gavdein la lemailek of sviva, even though you look around and it doesn't look like you're surrounded by a mechitza, mikol makom nechshav v'chal mechitza, kivin shigavoh asar tfachim, but since the mound is 10 tfachim high off the ground, that's considered a mechitza, even though you're standing on top of it. So to review what we learned tonight, in Sif Aleph we learned that a person has 4 amos of personal space, even if he already left his Tchum Shabbos, he's allowed to walk 4 amos of personal space, and we measure that based on his own personal amos, unless he has he has disproportionate limbs, then we go with regular amos. However, the Rama quotes Yesh Omrim that he actually has an 8x8 amos square within which to walk, but that's only Legabe Tchum Shabbos, that's not Legabe Hotza'ah. When it comes to Hotza'ah in Rosh Hasharabim, it's for sure a 4x4 amos square, not an 8x8 amos square. And then in Sif Beis we said that any area, that's hukaf ledira, that whole area counts as 4 amos. If it's not hukaf ledira, but it's less than Beis Hasayim, it likewise qualifies as 4 amos. But if it's not hukaf ledira and it's more than Beis Hasayim, then you only get 4 amos of personal space until you have to start counting out the 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos. So you would have expected Hilchos Tumen to begin with the din of Tchum, of how big, how far you're allowed to go, outside, what the Tchum Shabbos is, how far you're allowed to go outside of the city. But we start with something even more basic. We start with, what is your personal space? So your personal space, if you're outside of your Tchum already, is 4 amos. If you're in a city, your personal space is the whole city. So that's your personal space. Then, tomorrow, we'll get to, okay, and then how far are you allowed to go? How far are you allowed to walk beyond that? What exactly is the Tchum Shabbos? So Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining.